The shelves of Food Plus Market are densely stocked with a little bit of everything. But on some days, this corner store also offers something unexpected.
We try to do some food tastings here because we want to get right in the doorway where folks can come in and see our display here. So this is usually where we set up.
Sheila Bass is program coordinator for the Healthy Corner Stores Initiative. She and her team will often set up a table at the store to offer education on nutrition and how to best spend money on food.
We set up, we've just moved things around a little bit. And then we try to point out some healthy choices. And so as you see, our good for you tags are throughout the store.
Those tags will stick out into the aisles, stand atop displays, and adorn freezer doors, guiding customers towards beans, fruits, rice, and fresh vegetables, just to name a few. But it wasn't always this way. Just ask the store's owner, Ahmed Al-Hukabi.
They did not expect a small store to have any vegetables or fruits. You know, just a basic tomatoes, potatoes, that's how the small stores do.
In 2015, the initiative approached Al-Hukabi to help him offer a contrast to the often processed, sugary, fatty options that people were accustomed to seeing in the East Side. It's part of what makes the neighborhood a food desert, where people typically living with low income have limited access to fresh, affordable foods within a mile of where they live. So Al-Hukabi was given a small cooler, free of charge, to place healthy options front and center in his store.
A few things.
What did you focus on?
Fruits, mostly. Yeah, fruits and vegetables, a little bit of vegetables, like broccoli and carrots and tomatoes.
Now, almost 3 years later, he's been able to return the cooler for someone else to use. With sales of fresh produce up 35%, Al-Hukabi invested in two of his own larger coolers to expand the selection. That combination of healthy options and education in the store is working to change a long-time perception in this predominantly black and brown community that what you can walk to is what you should expect. As neighborhoods like this one declined over the decades, owners of food stores who didn't live in the community they sold to didn't necessarily feel compelled to stick around. And what's left to feed residents when larger markets leave, taking their fresh produce with them? Corner stores.
These were considered candy stores or lottery stores or a store where you might get maybe a dozen eggs and a carton of milk.
Rita Hubbard Robinson focuses on community engagement for the Healthy Corner Stores Initiative.
But what's happened is over time, supermarkets have vanished and people have not really increased in their mobility. They don't own cars, particularly in the wintertime when you just really are more closer to the home. They rely more on the corner store.
Working in healthcare, Hubbard Robinson has seen a history of chronic conditions in the neighborhoods that depend on corner stores. The zip code where Food Plus is, for example, has some of the worst health outcomes in all of Erie County.
And so there's got to be a correlation between lack of access to healthy food and the overall population health stats that we're looking at.
Success at places like Food Plus has led the initiative to grow to 7 stores. Just 2 miles away in the heart of an urban college neighborhood is their newest addition, Buffalo's Golden Corner. As you walk in, a tall cooler sits near the door. It's filled with water and healthy drinks for now, and right next to it, a red welcome mat marks the spot where more healthy options will soon be on display.
Vegetables, apples, pears, whatever we need. We're going to try to push it. Obviously, we're starting small with, bananas over there.
Store manager Christopher Conti imagines the future. It exists without the easy profit of alcohol and tobacco sales. The store already got rid of those items as part of a choice to not only serve the neighborhood's student demographic, but better take care of its children and families. But while changing the products in this store can happen overnight, changing the community is a long-term effort, one that can't spread too far, according to Hubbard Robinson.
Because we know if we just put one here and scatter one, two zip codes away, it's not going to have the same kind of impact. And as I said earlier, it mightn't be a quick turnaround, but at least we can have embedded in the community access in a real way that will over time have an impact, maybe even the next generation impact.
But with the help of new grant funding and hopes for more on the way, the Healthy Corner Stores Initiative will keep growing, building its dream for the corner store to become a healthy oasis in the food desert. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.